I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Being your own alarm clock, or ding, 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 the daily double, scientifically speaking, that is. Well, folks, every once in a while, along comes a study that makes me say, wow, ain't science cool? Then every once in a while, along comes one that changes the universe as we know it, a way cool, double cool study. First, the background. 100 years ago or so, before electric lights and the tube and the internet, we slept an average of 9 hours a night. Now we average 7, and we were a lot skinnier back then. And you probably know recent studies have shown that people who sleep less weigh more. But you probably dismiss that because everybody knows correlation is not cause and effect, maybe just coincidence, so you keep staying up late because everybody knows that losing weight is simple. Eat fewer calories and move around more, but it turns out it simply ain't that simple. So the cool study, here it comes. 10 overweight, sedentary men and women spent 2 weeks in a sleep lab. They were given only 90% of the calories they typically burned every day. A randomly chosen half of them spent 8.5 hours in bed every night, the other half, 5.5. After 2 weeks, both groups had lost an average of about 6.6 pounds. But the people who slept longer lost about 3 pounds of that in fat, the rest muscle, while the sleep-deprived folks lost only 1.33 pounds in fat. And we know muscle burns more calories than fat. Let me repeat that in case you've got a few cobwebs up there because you stayed up late trying to figure out how come your diet isn't working. The sleep-deprived folks lost 56% less fat and 60% more muscle. And the sleep-deprived folks were much hungrier than the rested folks all day, every day. So that's why when we don't get enough sleep, we eat more and gain more weight, even though we think we're always dieting because we're always hungry. Still not convinced? The researchers brought back the same 10 people a few months later and had them switch groups. The formerly sleep-deprived folks slept in, and the sleeping beauties were rudely roused much too early. Same exact results. So it's the sleep, not the people. Way cool, double cool, huh? Knowing changes everything. How to get enough sleep? Get rid of your alarm clock and let your body wake up naturally. I'm Dr. Rich, the new Rumpelstiltskin O'Neill. See you in dreamland, my fellow sleepyheads.